因为他平常就是
磨来磨去已经旧的嘛。
Because in the past he used the old one.
你的新的刀一剃的时候
，New one when he was shaving.
一刮，不但把这个胡须刮出来，连皮也刮破了。
He also hurt himself, injured himself.
所以血都流流流流流。
So the blood oozes out.
他就出来了。
So he came out.
他说你的刀很利很快。
He said he had to sharp.
所以呢，现在一个我流血了。
Now I have the blood now.
那个人说不要紧，不要紧。
Never mind.
当然不要紧，不是他嘛。
Of course, not. He that's why he said never mind.
你流血不要紧。
Never mind.
他说不要紧，不要紧。
Yourself.
我有一瓶药啊。
I have an ointment.
这个药涂一涂。
You just put apply some ointment.
血就马上止了。
And then it will stop the blood.
所以很多传道人没有经历的、没有拥有的东西，会有都懂得用的啦。
You know, many of the Christians know the thing the preacher doesn't know.
他就把那一瓶带进房间。
So he brought that ointment.
门关起来。
And closed the door.
血还在流。
It was still having blood there.
他就把那药水一桶一马上止了。
And put some of this ointment there and stopped oozing.
止完了以后呢
？And after that,
他就剃完了。
After shaving,
血也停了。
And the blood stopped flowing.
当天晚上他讲道。
And that night when he was preaching,
当他上台的时候
，When about to go to the pulpit,
弟兄姐妹
，My dear sisters,
我现在剃的时候。连皮都刮到了。
Now I have the shaving, I hurt myself.
现在血流出来。
Now we have the blood bleeding.
那怎么办
？What to do?
不要紧。
Never mind.
有一瓶药。
Because there is an ointment, bottle ointment.
它就止。
When I apply it, it stops bleeding.
我若再刮到再涂，它再止。
Another injured, another application, another healing.
既然有这个药
，Now we have this ointment.
我放心了。
I can do anything.
我就乱刮一场吧。
I simply shave anywhere I like.
流来流去。
So the blood will bleed in any direction.
我就东涂西涂。
So I apply to all places.
马上停止。
Because you stop the
blood. 可以吗
？Can I do that?
可以吗
？Can I do that?
我问你啊，可以吗
？I'm asking you.
啊，王明道也问他们可以吗？
王明道 also asked them.
他说可以吗
？Can you?
不可以。
No.
为什么不可以
？Why?
为什么不可以
？Why?
你还不会回答，那你回去乱挂好了。反正现在医学很昌明。他说可以吗
？Can you？
不可以。
No。
两件事。
Two things。
第一
，One，
我要爱惜我的身体。
I want to love my own body。
第二
，The second，
这个药不是白白来的。
This ointment is not free。
对我来说
，To me，
是白白的。
It is free。
但是这个主人花了好多钱才买到这个药。
But to that Christian, he spent much to buy it。
如果你有了药，你就可以随便乱来的话
，If you can have that ointment, you will want to hurt yourself anyway。
第一
，The first，
你是不自爱的人
，You don't love yourself。
第二
，The second，
你是玩弄恩典的人
，You are cheating on the grace。
两样都有的话
，If you have both，
你是神经不正常的人
，Something is wrong with you mentally。
你明白了吗
？Do you understand？
我相信人类历史要解释这一切，没有能比。王明道解释的更好。
I truly believe that 王明道 expound even better in this verse.
我从三十多年前就知道他用这样的一件事要解释这一点。
30 years ago, I know that he did this illustration to expound on this.
但是我这几十年传道，我想还有什么办法把这一节讲得更清楚
？Then for these 30 years, I thought, how can I explain this even more clearly?
没有别的事比这一件事把这一节讲得更清楚。
No other illustration is better than this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters,
我犯罪就可以得赦免。
I sin and I can be free.
我把耶稣的宝血拿来还来洗
了。I use Jesus' blood to cleanse me.
主啊，你的恩典够用。
Lord, your grace sufficient.
你的血可以洗净我的罪。
Your blood can cleanse my sin.
我每天把你的血拿来涂我。
So every day I use your blood to cleanse my sin.
你把耶稣的死当成是这样好玩的吗？
So you deem Christ's death as something to be played with?
你把耶稣的牺牲当作是你的自由的玩具吗
？Or you sacrifice something to go with the freedom?
应该吗
？Can you do that?
是这样。
Can you do that?
第二样，你把你的圣洁这样糟蹋吗
？And how can you squander even tremble even your sanctification?
我随便犯罪。
I just sin.
犯罪神会赦免我。
And then get forgive our sin.
所以我继续在罪恶中间叫神的恩典显多。
So I continue to be in sin so that God's grace can be abound.
这是绝对不可以行的事。
Absolutely not.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters，
钉子是可以拔出来的。钉子是可以拔出来的。
You can pull out a nail.
但是钉痕还在那里。
But then the scar cannot be.
许多时候罪已经赦免了。
Many times sins are forgiven.
罪所造成的伤害会继续不断在你生命中间跟随着你。
But the injury coming from sin continue to be with you.
许多的年轻人不知道这个事。
Many young people do not know that.
许多的基督徒不知道这个。
Many Christians do not know that.
所以你继续随便犯罪。
So you continue to sin.
你知道不知道罪的反面的？或者消极性的对你的不好的影响，会一直随在你的记忆里面。
You know the passiveness of this, negativeness of this sin continue to be with you.
我们现在六十多岁的人。
Now we're 60 plus.
我们有一个经验。
We have experience.
就是昨天才做的事情忘记。
What we've done yesterday we forget.
但是二十年、四十年、五十年前所做的事情，每一件都记得。
What we have done 20, 40 years ago, we remember.
我第一次到台湾去。
The first time I went to Taiwan.
在哪一个城市，在哪一个教会，在哪一个地方讲什么道，我到现在。
In which city, what a sermon I'm preaching, I still can remember.
但是前几年去了讲什么，我会忘记。
But a few years ago, when I preached, I cannot forget, I cannot remember what I preached.
你不奇怪老人家说我记性不好。
But then you see that the old man said that my memory is not good.
但是当他说你五岁的时候，我抱过你，怎么他记得好
？He said when you are five, I carry you before. How can you remember?
他老人家的记性不好，到底是怎么样说的
？The old man said that good memory. What do you mean?
是不是他里面的记性功能现在没有了
？You see the function of memory now all lost.
不是的，完全不是。
No, no, no.
是不是记过的东西都丢掉了
？The thing that remember now all forgot.
不是的事情。
No.
但怎么解释呢？
How
do you
separate?
就是先记进去的很难拔出来。
That that come first would not be easily erased.
后记进去的已经满了没有地方。
The later that comes because the memories are filled, it has no place.
它的这个 memory data bank 很强的。
Because the memory bank is strong.
年少的时候得做的东西都存在那边。
When he's young, all the things that come in will be stored there.
越来越饱满的时候再装进去装不进去就很难进去。
And so when the hard disk has been filled, you cannot put more.
所以你不要说、哎、老人家什么都忘记了，他反是过去很久的人他都记得。
So you cannot say all men will forget everything. No, those who remember, those who are from young, you can remember.
我教会有一个人九十多岁，刚刚吃饱，他说为什么不给我吃？
I have a 90 years old Christian in my church.
我要吃点，我要吃那个。
Why don't you give me something to eat?
他的孩子莫名其妙，难道没有给你吃？他孩子七十多岁。
And the son is 70 plus.
也开始忘记了。真的，你没有给我妈妈吃吗
？Truly, I've never feed my mother.
突然说刚刚吃。
He just eaten.
难道他忘了？你也忘了
？And she has forgotten. You forgot too.
是啊，我吃了，我忘记了。
Oh, I just forgotten.
那个老的说我没有吃。他真的忘记了
But then this
one 为什么呢因为那是刚刚的事情
Because something happened just
但就当他说的从前你五岁的时候
But when you say in the past when you were
你生什么病我怎么照顾
How did you ill I took care of you
他照样记得
He could remember
你不要说老人家记性不好
Don't say that the old man has no good memory
不是记性不好
Not good memory
记了很多很难记新的
Remember so much, you cannot remember new things.
所以现在要听下面的话。
So you want to listen.
当你年轻的时候
，When you're young,
记性最强的时候
，The strongest in your memory power.
最有空间的时候
，More space to remember.
你放什么进去
？What did you put in?
就影响你一生。
It will affect your whole life.
你爱看不好的书
，You want to read pornographic.
爱看不好的电影
，No good film.
你爱讲不好的话
，And the bad words.
你爱听脏的东西
，And the dirty things you listen.
你知道这是罪恶的时候
，When all know all this sin,
主啊赦免我
，Lord forgive me.
耶稣基督赦免你
，He has forgiven you.
但是
，But then
那个影响就在你里面一直跟着你一生一世。
All these things in your whole life will follow you.
所以你不要开玩笑。
So do not joke with it.
真正的悔改归向主。
When you truly repent and return to God,
神的宝血、耶稣的宝血真正洗净赦免你。
When Christ's blood cleanses your sins,
你就不要继续活在罪中。
Do not continue to live in sin.
你不可以轻看你自己。
You cannot despise yourself.
你不可以出卖你自己。
You cannot betray yourself.
你要爱惜你自己。
You must love yourself.
你要珍贵你自己。
Treasure yourself.
你要有自爱自尊的决心。
Then you have determination to love yourself.
我是神的形象样式而被造。
I'm created after the image of God.
我是神自己的圣殿。
I'm also the holiness of God.
我的身体是圣灵居住的地方。
My body is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
我的思想要思念天上的事。
My mind wants to meditate something of heaven.
我们的身体要成为神自己的工具。
My body wants to be the tools of God.
这样整个加起来，你这生命就改变了。
Then with this, your life will be changed.
所以我不可以继续的最终为了叫恩典显示
So you cannot continue to be in sin so that God's grace will abound
你把这个整个大题明白了以后
So when understand this premise
我们再拉回看人的地位的问题
So we come to the identity of man
为什 什么呢
？Why？
因为你现在是在基督里。
Because now you're in Christ。
你的地位是在基督里。
Your position is in Christ。
知道不知道你怎么样会变成在基督里
？Do you know how do you become to be in Christ？
怎么我能够在基督
？How can I be in Christ？
我是借助什么办法成为现在在基督里的
？By what means that I can now become to be in Christ？
这个很重要，很重要的事。
This is important。
有许多女子结交不好的男朋友。他们把麻醉药放在他一杯水里面喝了以后就给他脱衣服了
Some of these are lady because they have bad friends that's why they are being drugged
就这样一次就一生的征兆丢了
And because of that loss of virginity
那么你就不知道你怎么堕落在这样的状况中
And people don't know how they fall into this state
所以就怎么进到这个地步的
How do you come to this state
怎么进到
How do you come to this state
这就是这一段是你要讲的
And that's what this word
is 你们要知道你是怎么进入耶稣基督的
That you want to know how did you come into Christ
当你信耶稣基督的时候
When you believe in Jesus
圣灵不是麻醉你的头脑
The Holy Spirit does not drug you
圣灵不是使你吃麻醉药，然后就捉弄你，把你变成属基督的。
Do not numb you so that you become in Christ。
那是撒旦所做的工作。
That's the work of the Satan。
所以，请你特别注意听下面的话。
But be careful what I'm going to say。
圣经提到圣灵的工作的时候
，When it mentions about the work of Holy Spirit，
用许多很特殊的动词
，use very special verb。
圣灵引导
，the guide，
圣灵接近你
，cleanse you，
圣灵光照你。
Illuminate you,
圣灵感动你
，move you,
圣灵使你想起上帝的话
，and also allow you to recollect what God said,
印证你
，and also confirm,
圣灵与你一同做见证
，and bear witness with you,
圣灵成为凭证
，and become a witness,
这些都是圣灵，圣灵，圣灵，圣灵高过你
，and also anoint,
圣灵教训你
，and also teaches,
圣灵感动你
，the Holy Spirit moves,
圣灵责备你
，rebuke。
就是圣灵充满你
，and the field
这些话都有了。
All this is with the Holy Spirit。
有一个词绝对不用
，but one verb they will never use。
圣灵辅助你
，the Holy Spirit possess you。
有没有？全本圣经不出现这个词
，no such word。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为被鬼辅助跟被圣灵充满。是绝对不一样。
Because he who is possessed by Satan by evil spirit and he who is filled by the Holy Spirit are different.
被鬼附着的人
，he who is possessed by the evil spirit
是麻醉的
，then you lost 是
不知自己的
，you will lose you will be unconscious
不省人事的
，you will be unconscious.
等试过以后，他不知道当先发生了什么事。
But then after he doesn't know what happened to him when he was being possessed by the evil spirit.
鬼附再生的时候。他有过怎样的动作，他也不记得。
When evil spirit possess him, he doesn't know what action he has done before.
被鬼附啊
！So he who is possessed,
为一个支配一个为一个
，which is one person control over the other person.
强迫性的使他完全沉睡
，compel him to be in sleeping state.
是被支配的为一个，没有自己的意志，都没有自己的理智。
So that this person who is being controlled has no self will.
所以他自己的理智功能是被动的。
So then his power of reasoning now is passive.
但是圣灵不做这样的工作。
But the Holy Spirit doesn't do this kind of thing.
不像那些坏的男人。
Not like the bad man.
把麻醉药放在你所吃的东西。
When he drug you,
然后你就完全不省人事。
Then you are unconscious.
因为你没有办法毫无智慧的让那些男人脱光你的衣服。强暴你
then you will have this consciousness then you will be stripped you will be raped
圣灵不做这样的工作
the Holy Spirit doesn't do this thing
所以基督徒要注意灵恩派有一个大的毛病
so there is a big shortcoming of charismatics
他们所谓圣灵一来了人就麻醉就完全莫名其妙了
you said when Holy Spirit come people feel unconscious
这是全本圣经从来没有出现的情形
the Holy Spirit never teach this man
所以你不能接受这些代替就是圣经的道
so you have to accept that this The biblical truth.
你说灵恩派使教会复兴起来，人数多起来。
You said Christ allow the church to revive and number grow.
多来做什么呢
？What do you mean?
你说回教徒比基督徒在阿拉伯更多吗
？You said that the Muslim is more number as compared to Christian in Arab.
每年几百万到达那里去。
And a few million go there every year.
问题不是数量的问题。
The problem is not with quantity.
问题你实实在在是不是在神的道里面的问题
？The problem is that are you in the Word of God?
所以只有被邪灵。这个辅助的人才是没有自救。
Only he who is possessed by evil spirit have no conscience.
被圣灵充满的理智是清醒的。
And because we are filled by the Holy Spirit, we are clear in our mind.
因为圣灵用真理的道来引导被造的理性。
Because the Holy Spirit uses the truth to lead our created reasoning.
使一人通达。
So that we understand.
使我们的眼睛明亮。
So that we are enlightened.
使我们想起主耶稣的话。
So recollect Jesus' word.
使我们的悟性明白上帝的启示。
So we understand the revelation of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
那这样呢，我就要告诉你，你是怎样归入基督的。
So I want to tell you how did you become in Christ.
你说我怎么变成在基督里呢？
How can I now be?
我是麻醉的。没有。
Drug? No.
没有的。
No.
你是怎样归入基督的？
How do you come into Christ?
因为你归入了基督。
Because you are in Christ now.
你叫做在基督里的人。
That's why I call you are in Christ.
在基督里的人应当知道基督是怎样的基督。
But now in Christ you must know what kind of Christ it is.
你归入他的什么？
You come into what?
你怎样归入他？
How do you come into him?
这个方法论的问题，保罗后来哥林多教会里面都被讲了。
And this in the Corinthian church, Paul expounds the theology.
哥林教会人分成三派。
Because the church of Corinth has three factions.
有一派说我是属保罗的。
One would say I belong to Paul.
有一派说我是属基法的。
One would say I belong to Cephas.
还有一派说我是属亚波罗。
One say I belong to Apollos.
所以分了三派。
They have three factions.
每一派都认为自己最属灵。
Everyone feels that they're spiritual.
因为亚波罗的能力没有保罗大。
Because Apollo is not a, more powerful than Paul.
保罗到哥林都讲到大家都知道的。
Paul, he went to the Corinth to preach, everybody knows.
另外一派说是保罗的权威不如这个彼得高。
And people say that Paul's authority is not higher than Peter.
彼得是耶稣门徒里面耶稣最重视也是最靠近耶稣的一个长辈。
And he is, because Peter is one of the closest to Jesus.
连保罗在外邦人中间传道遇到困难的时候要到耶路撒冷去问彼得到底是怎样。
Even when Paul was preaching the Gentiles, he had difficulty, he had to come back to Jerusalem to ask Peter what to do.
所以哥林多的教会分成三派了。
So the church of Corinth has three factions.
那怎么办呢？
What to do now?
有一派的人不要分派啦。
One group said, don't be divided.
不要分派。
Don't be divided.
不可以分三派。
Don't have factions.
所以呢，你就不要说你属保罗。
Don't say that you belong to Paul.
你不要说你属基法。
That you belong to Cephas.
或者彼得。
Or Peter.
或者你不要说我是属亚波罗。
Or you belong to Apollos.
所以这人说我们不要属那三派啦。
Don't belong to that three factions.
那么你不属那三派，那你什么呢？
Which group do you belong?
我们自成一派。
We become a group.
什么派呢？
A group.
我们也不属保罗。
Not Paul,
也属不也不属亚波罗。
Not Apollo,
也不属基法。
Not Peter,
那么什么呢？
What group?
我们属基督。
Christ,
好不好啊？
We belong to Christ.
属基督好不好啊？
Is it good to belong to Christ?
属保罗不好。
No good to be in.
属亚波罗不好。
Apollo,
属基督好不好？
Is it good to be in Christ?
好不好？属基督不好，属魔鬼好啊？我问你，属基督好不好？
Is it good to belong to
Christ? 好不好？这四种里面最好哪一种？最坏的是属基督。
The worst will be belonging to Christ.
你说唐牧师不要跟我开玩笑，属基督怎么
的 ？Reverend Tom，
因为这一句话呢，他是说我属基督，就是说你们都不属基督。
When they say that I belong to Christ, which all of you do not belong to Christ，
你看到没有？许多反对宗派的人自己不得不要形成一个没有宗派名称的宗派，来把所有的宗派看不起，他们是犯了最骄傲的罪。
Those who go against denomination, but they have to form their own denomination to despise all denominations, they are the proudest.
我不替宗派讲话。
I'm not speaking on behalf of denomination.
但是凡是没有宗派名称的人，自己又不能不建立派的人，他们也是宗派，不对不同地方，他们不承认宗派。
Those without the name of denomination, they become their own denomination, but they don't call themselves a denomination.
这个叫做 denominationless denomination.
那没有宗派的宗派。
那我现在你说唐牧师，这跟这一段圣经什么意思呢？
Then what's,
有什么关系？
What's related with this passage?
你注意听下面的话。
Pay attention.
所以保罗说，
Paul said,
如果有人认为他是属基督，
If some say that they belong to Christ,
他要知道他是怎样属基督。
He must know that how did they become to belong to Christ.
我们又是怎样属基督。
And also we understand how that we belong to Christ.
所以保罗是针对这一些自以为是最属灵的人来讲这句话。
To these people who feel that most spiritual possible to them.
保罗不把那三派跟这一派等量齐观。
Paul did not equalize that three faction with this faction.
他没有说呢，属亚波罗，你们要想想你怎样属亚波罗的。
He did not say he who claimed to be with Apollos, how did you become Apollos?
属保罗的，你要想想你是怎样属保罗的。
Are those impossible? How did you become possible?
不是，
no.
那些属保罗、属亚波罗，他们都知道他们属基督，不过是透过保罗、透过亚波罗、透过彼得属基督。
And those who say that who belong to Paul or to Peter, they know that if you throw them, they become to belong to Christ.
但是这些我是属基督的。
But he who said that I belong to Christ,
暗示其他的都不是属基督。
He only want to imply that those people are not belong to Christ.
所以这犯了一种借用属灵名词骄傲的不自救的罪。
So it is unconsciously you threw the name of this spirituality, you sinned unspiritually.
所以保罗要把它拉下来，给他们跟这些都等量齐观。
So Paul want to pull them down so that he want to equalize all this.
所以他不把这一派跟其他三派等量齐观。
So he doesn't equalize this group with all other three groups.
但是他要所有的派跟保罗现在的思想一样，知道我们是怎样属基督。
So he want all this group to know that how that we belong to Christ.
所以他说，如果有人认为自己是属基督的
，So he said that if you think that you belong to Christ,
你们的想想你是怎样属基督的
？You must think how that you belong to Christ.
我们又是怎样属基督的
？And then how also we belong to Christ.
我在这里讲的是方法论的处理问题。
So I'm talking about methodology.
Methodology.
方法论
that deal with the methodology. So ask the question like this.
用这个方法论来回答这个怎样处理的问题。
那么在哥林多教会里面所谓的属基督
，So in the church Corinth when they say that they belong to Christ，
就等于罗马书里面说怎样在基督里一样。
It will be just like what Paul said here in Romans that you are in Christ。
我们本来在亚当里
，Now we are in Adam。
是怎样在亚当里
？How that we are in Adam？
是被动的
，passively。
因为我们没有对爸爸说你跟这个人结婚，我就赞成。我就可以做你的孩子，没有这样讲。
Because you never tell your father you marry this woman, I agree with you and be born.
我们甚至也没有说我要生做人，我不要做狗，我要做人。你没有选择。
And you also don't have a choice. I want to be born a man, not a dog.
你当你被生下世人的时候
，When you're being born,
你就接受你是人了。
You just accept you're a man.
你被生下是华人。你只能接受我就是华人。
You're born as a Chinese, you accept that you're Chinese.
你虽然很盼望你是欧洲人
，Even though you hope that you're an European,
你的盼望不能使你的鼻子长起来。
Your hope cannot make your nose rise.
所以你是被动的。
So you're being passive.
你被生为人是被动的。
You're born as a man passively.
你在亚当你是被动的。
In Adam you're passive too.
你是怎样变成一个人？你是被动的。
How did you become a man? Is passive.
你是没有办法知道的。
You don't know.
因为当时你父母把你生出来的时候，你还没有理性功能。
So when your parents give birth to you, you don't have the function of the reasoning yet.
但是
，But then，
当你在基督里的时候，你不是完完全全绝对被动。
Because when you're in Christ, you're not absolutely passive.
虽然从生命的重生，你是被动的。
Even though from regeneration, yes, you're passive.
圣灵重生你的时候，不是麻醉你的理性。
But when the Holy Spirit regenerates you, you're not being drugged.
我再讲一次。
One more time.
虽然重生的事情上你是被动的。
Even though in the work of regeneration, you're passive.
圣灵重生你的时候，不是麻醉你的理性。
But when the Holy Spirit regenerates you, you're not being passive in being numb.
这个在我的整个侍奉和我的神学思想的架构里面很重要的一环。
In my theological structure, this is a very important link.
你们可以看我一本书叫做《理性信仰与真理》。
And you can read my book in reasoning, truth, and also understanding.
因为凡是认为信心一定是抹杀理性功能，一定是盲信。
Because he who feels that to believe within you committing the reasoning suicide within your blind followers.
凡是宗教要求信仰的人不可以用思想的，都是假宗教。
And all those religions who ask their followers not to have reasoning power, they're false religion.
凡是基督教解经完全不准用头脑参与思想的，都是刻错误的解经。
When Christianity expounds the Bible without true understanding, which means they misinterpret the Bible.
神造我们是人。
Because God created us as man.
神造我们有理性功能。
Created with the function of reasoning.
神亲自说我们的昼夜思想耶和华的律法。
And saying that day and night we should meditate upon God's word.
神自己应许圣灵来了，使我们想起我们主讲过的话。
And there's promise the Holy Spirit comes so they remind us on the word that Jesus has said.
所以我在圣经里面没有找到思想功能是以信心做仇敌的。
So I have never find something with the antagonistic within this understanding and faith.
这样我们肯定圣灵重生一个人不是麻醉他的。
So that we know that Holy Spirit regenerate a person is not because he drugs us.
因为圣灵不是辅助你像邪灵的功能。
Because he doesn't possess it like evil spirit.
所以你一定要知道。
So you must must know.
而且你早就应该知道。
And earlier you must know.
你是怎样在基督里
的。The, how that you are in Christ.
你是怎样属基督的。
The, how that you belong to Christ.
我们怎样属基督的。
How that we belong to Christ.
我们怎么样进到基督里。
How we enter into Christ.
什么叫做在基督里呢。
What about in Christ.
你是不是钻进基督的肚子里呢。
We come into the stomach of Christ.
或者在基督里面皮里面抓一个洞钻进去。
Or we make a hole in the skin.
什么叫做在基督里
呢。What about to be in
Christ. 哦，这就是这一段第三节以后要讲的事情。
And this is what we're going to say after verse 3.
我再读第一、第二节。
I'll read verses 1 and 2.
你们读第三、第四节。
And you'll read 3 and 4.
这样，怎么说呢？我可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死的人，岂可人在罪中活呢？第三节。岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父从荣耀从死里复活一样。请注意第三节说什么？岂不知
Don't you know？
这里知识的功能出来了。
Now the function of knowing now.
你不知道吗？
Don't you know?
你本来知道的。
You know.
你忘记了吗？
You forget.
你难道不知道吗？
Don't you know?
我在提醒你。
I remind you.
我要知道我怎样属基督。
I want to know how I belong to Christ.
我要知道我怎样在基督里。
I want to know how that I am in Christ.
我应当知道。
I should know.
我受洗归入基督耶稣。
I'm baptized into Jesus.
是麻木的吗？
Are you being drunk?
是被动的吗？
Are you passive?
当一个人受洗的时候。
When you're being baptized,
他是向神、向人、向世界、向圣徒、向神的仆人、向魔鬼宣布，我归向耶稣基督。
To God, to people, to himself, to Satan, to whole world, he wants to declare that now I belong to Christ.
当成人受洗的时候。
When an adult being baptized,
你是清楚知道你为什么受洗。
Very clearly you know why you are being baptized.
当婴孩受洗长大坚信的时候。
When an infant is being baptized, when they confirm, when they get old,
他是照样清楚知道他在众人面前决定的。
Also very clearly you know that in a public he acknowledged Christ.
那么受洗的本身就等于是使我们归入基督吗？
So baptism is equal to that we are in Christ?
不是的。
No.
受洗不过是一个外表的形式。
And baptism is an outward ritual.
里面真正的实意是什么呢？
And what is the true meaning in it?
这真正的实意是归入基督的死、埋葬同基督的复活。
We are baptizing into the death and the burial and resurrection of Christ.
请你注意。
So pay attention.
外面的受洗
，the outward baptism
是一种形式。
It is only by an appearance.
受洗的意义
，the meaning of baptism
是归入主的死，是埋葬同主的复活。
But to be baptized into his death, his burial, his resurrection.
我再讲一次
，one more time.
形式所表示的意义。
The form expresses the meaning.
我不是说形式就象征我们那样的这个行动。
I'm not saying that this form now signifies the action.
有许多的教会喜欢把这个形式呢象征那个行动。
Because many times when the church want to use a form signify the action,
一定要受浸才对。
So you say that you must be immersed.
你浸的时候，你就与主同死了。
When you are being immersed, you are
浸在水里就叫做埋葬。
Immersed in the water, you're buried.
从水里出来就叫做复活。
When you come out from the water, we say you're resurrected.
所以他说，为了表明我们是象征以基督死、埋葬、复活的这种动作，这种的情绪有关系。
He said, in order to symbolize the procedure of this,
所以呢，我们一定要受浸。
So we must be immersed.
是吗？
Is that so?
真的吗？
Truly?
如果是的话，
if that's so,
我告诉你，你的解经是有毛病。
Then there is something wrong with the biblical interpretation.
为什么呢？
Why?
当你说浸在水里才是埋葬。
When you say you're being immersed and you're being married,
耶稣有 married?耶稣有没有曾经真正埋葬在泥土的下面呢？
Has Jesus been fully buried under the earth?
有没有啊？没有。
No.
所以你不要随便解经。
So don't misinterpret.
这里是讲的是意义。
所以这个 meaning
不是讲象征，用那个行动象征那件事。
Talk about this action symbolize.
这里讲的是意义。
这个 meaning
我们是怎样在基督里的
？How that we are in Christ.
我们怎样变成归入在基督里面
？How that we come to be in Christ.
我们岂不知道吗
？Don't we know?
我们受洗是归入他的死。埋葬不复活
We are baptized into death, buried, and also resurrected.
所以受洗的意义是表明我们与主同死，与主从埋葬同复活
So the meaning of baptism is that we are buried, dead, and resurrected together.
不是洗礼的形式象征基督是这样死，这样埋葬，这样复活。
And not the form of baptism symbolizes that.
所以这个不是象征的事情。
So this is not something of symbolizing.
不是洗礼的礼仪象征耶稣基督死、埋葬、复活的这个事件。
So it is not the ritual of baptism that symbolizes the death and the burial and resurrection of Christ.
乃是提到我们受洗是归入主的死。
But rather that in baptism we are now brought into Christ.
我们受洗的时候，我们的意义就是归入主的死。
When we are being baptized, the meaning is that we are in Christ.
归入主的埋葬。
And also we return into
归入主的复活。
And also his resurrection.
所以什么叫做归入基督呢
？What does to be baptized into Christ?
什么叫做属基督呢
？To be belong to Christ.
就是与主同死，与主同埋葬。与主同复活
You die with Christ, you're buried with him, you're resurrected with him.
大家说一二三，与主同死，与主同埋葬，与主同复活。那么这样呢？借着这种归入，到底同罪的关系是什么呢
？So through this time, and what is then the relationship with sin?
好，现在请大家注意
Now, pay attention.
罪不是行为的问题。
Sin is not something with conduct.
罪是生死的问题。
But with the 生死。
生死的问题。
Life and death.
Sin is not a matter of conduct or behavior. Sin is a matter of life and death. 所以这是生死的问题。
So sin is a matter of life and death.
你把这个原则抓到了以后。
So if you have this principle with you.
你看很多圣经经你都很清楚。
So you're clear with many verses of the Bible.
因为上帝说你吃得的子你必定。
Because God said, the day when you die, eat, you shall die.
所以讲你的罪跟你的生死是直接发生关系。
So your sin have relationship with life and death.
这样的你犯罪的时候，你的灵性是死的。
So when you sin spiritually, you are dead.
你吃的日子你必定死。
Because the very day you eat, you shall die.
所以从创世纪罪性的原则就告诉我们，罪跟生死是连在一起。
So from Genesis, it tells that relationship of sin is related to life and death.
那么我生的时候我犯罪。
So when I'm alive, I sin.
我死的时候，我就不能继续再犯罪了。
So when I die, I cannot continue to sin.
对不对
？Is that right?
所以你说我犯罪犯一半死了，死后再犯另外一半。
So you say halfway I sin when I die in death.
没有的
，I complete the other half.
所以当你死的时候
，When you die,
罪在你身上的权柄就结束了。
And sin has ended the power upon you.
那么罪就已经达到他的目的了。
Sin can now achieve its purpose.
所以罪就完全控制你了。
So sin totally control you.
你不能再犯他了。
So you cannot go against it.
已经完全控制你了。
And it's totally controlling you.
所以说，算犯罪的人呢，死就做完管理他了。
So then who have sinned, now death has reigned upon them.
你还记得前面的圣经讲什么呢
？So remember what is being said.
从亚当到摩西。
From Adam to Moses,
死就做了王
and the death have reigned.
所以那些不与亚当犯同样罪的人也一样死了。
Those who not commit the same sin as Adam also die.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
Because the wage of sin is death.
所以你犯罪的时候，你以为是你享受。
So when you are sinning, you thought you enjoy.
你犯罪的时候是以为你主动。
When you sinning, you thought you being active.
你犯罪的时候以为你自由。
When you sin, you thought you being free.
你犯罪的时候以为你随你所爱。
When you sin, you thought you do what you want.
其实当你犯罪的时候
，Actually, when you are sinning,
你是把你的自由卖给罪。
You're selling as your freedom to sin.
你是把你的生命交给死。
You also put your life to death.
你是把你自己的意志交给撒旦意志去玩弄。
And also, your will is being committed you to Satan's will.
所以外表来说
，Outwardly,
你是自由的。
You're free.
从实质来说
，But substantially,
不是自由。
You're not.
所以耶稣在约翰福音第八章第三十四节告诉我。
And that's why Jesus in John chapter 8 verse 34 says,
我实实在在告诉你
，Truly, truly, I tell you,
所有犯罪的。
He who sin,
他就是罪的奴仆。
He is a slave of sin.
罪 赌博的人不要以为他正在自由自在的赌博。
Those who gamble do not think that you gamble freely.
他赌博的时候就是在赌博场里面做赌博鬼的奴仆。
Because when you gamble, you are being enslaved by gambling.
说谎的人是谎话的奴仆。
When you lie, you are being enslaved by lies.
凶杀的人是凶杀的奴仆。
He who kills you also is the slave of killing.
所以你杀完了以后，你醒过来，你懊悔为什么我刚才做这个事情，现在没有办法，我一定要永远做监牢。你痛苦的不得了，表示你那个自由是失去的，不是你的。
After you kill, you now awake, then you regret because you have lost your freedom.
许多人杀了人以后呢
？Many people when they kill,
他醒过来
，when they realize,
他看见的是尸体
，you see a corpse,
看见的是他的仇敌的血
，his enemy's blood,
看见的是他做了的事情
，that what he have done.
他醒过来的时候
，when they realize,
他不要问为什么刚才这么做。
Do
我为什么会做出这样的事
？How can I do that？
我他就哭，或者他就自己报警察。
Oh, you now go to the police。
或者他就找律师替自己辩护。
Oh, you get a lawyer。
他已经没有办法把时间倒转过来。
He cannot reverse time。
他把时钟倒转一个钟头也没有办法了。
He want to reverse the clock, Mr. Wayne。
Time is a path of no return。
因为时间是一去不复，不复返
了。那怎么办呢
？What to do？
只有认命。命运把他摆布到要死的地步。
See that you are born by faith.
这表示耶稣讲的话是对的。
That's what Jesus says true.
我实实在告诉你。
Truly I say to you.
所有犯罪的人。
He who sin.
不是自由的。
Is that free?
是罪的奴仆。
Become the slave.
现在回到这一段的圣经。
Now you come to this passage.
当你犯罪的时候。
When you sin.
你是自由的。
You're free.
你犯罪以后呢
？After you've sinned,
自由失去了。
You've lost freedom.
当你活着的时候
，When you're alive,
是你犯罪。
You're sinning.
当你死的时候
，When you die,
你不能再犯罪。
You can sin no more.
你已经不能再活了。
You cannot live again.
所以因罪而死
，Because of sin you die.
你就死在罪中。
You die in sin.
当你犯罪到死的时候就结束了。
Because you end when you die, you cannot sin anymore.
罪不再需要来捉弄你。
Sin no more have to play with you.
因为他的工价已经临到你身上。
Because the wage of sin now come to you.
罪的工价乃是死。
Because the wage of sin is death.
所以你结束了。
So you're ended.
那么现在的我活着的时候
，Now when I'm still alive，
我应当怎样处理我这个可能犯罪的自由意志的问题
？How do I deal with this will of mine that can possibly sin？
所以你现在对耶稣基督
，So to Christ，
看他为你死
，To see that he died for you，
是为罪的缘故替你死
，It is because of sin he died on your place。
你就把你该死的罪归向基督
，So your sin who is good to die now come to Jesus，
在你身上发动的罪权，要使你死的那个能力，现在归到耶稣的身上去。
So the power of sin that starts from you that will end with that now come to Jesus，
那个罪要把死带到你生命中间的这个力量，你现在丢到耶稣基督的生命里面去。
So the power of sin that will bring death to you now you throw it to Jesus，
在你身上发动的罪至于死的力量，就在耶稣基督十字架上发动的。
So the power of sin that start from you that bring to death now start in Jesus。
所以耶稣承担了所有发动的众人身上要死人十个罪的权柄，在他无限生命中间，他把它承担起来。
So Jesus in his infinite life now took upon himself all this power of sin that bring death。
结果怎么样呢
？Now what to do？
耶稣真的死了。
Truly he died，
但是他是没有罪的。
But he has no sin。
他如果没有罪，他怎么会死
？If there's no sin, how can he die？
甚至他是代替我们死的。
The Bible says he took upon himself all our sins。
他是担当我们的罪死的。
Die in our place。
他是为了我们的罪受刑罚而死。
For our sin he was being punished and he died。
是神对罪人的愤怒临到他的身上，让他死的。
God's wrath upon the sinner now come unto him, then he died.
他是无罪的代替有罪的。
The sinless one now substitute in the place of the sinner.
义的代替不义的。
The righteous took the place of the unrighteous.
所有罪人
，so all sinners,
罪的权柄
，or the power of sin,
归在他的身上。
Now come to him.
像以赛亚说53章第十节所讲的。
Like Isaiah chapter 53 verse 10 says,
耶和华定义将他压伤。
The Jehovah has determined to press him.
第六节告诉我们
，Verse 6 says，
我们个人如羊走迷。
We are like a sheep that gone astray.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Then all our sin have come down upon him.
所以我们前几次提到 义的归算。
So when the imputation of sins,
我告诉你，当基督的义还没归算到我们身上以前，神使我们众人的罪先归算到基督的死里。
Before the righteousness of God now imputed upon us, God has also imputed all our sin into Him.
我再讲一次。
One more time,
像马丁路德所提出来的。
Like Martin Luther said,
我把我的罪交到十字架上去。
I gave my sin upon the cross.
耶稣基督从十字架上把上帝的义赐给我。
Upon the cross, Christ Jesus given God's righteousness to me.
这叫救赎。
That's God's saving.
所以我是怎样进入耶稣基督里的
？How did I enter into Christ?
我是怎样在基督里的
？How did I am in Christ?
我不是模糊、麻醉、这个昏迷不醒的里地步里面被拉进去。
Not that in an unconsciousness I was being put into Christ.
我是清楚知道。我受洗的时候归入主的死。
But very clearly when I've been baptized, I'm baptized into his death.
什么是归入？什么叫做归入主的死
？What is baptized into his death?
基督为我死。
Christ died for me.
我是因罪应该死的。
Because of sin, I should die.
在我身上发动的罪要叫我死。
The power of sin upon me that caused me to die.
我就把我的罪归在耶稣的身上。
Now I put my sin on Jesus.
所以要使我死的罪权在身上，耶稣的身上发动。
So that the power of sin now started in Jesus.
使耶稣不该死的生命变成为我死了。
So、Jesus who shouldn't die now die on my place.
所以基督就站在。真正无穷生命大能的祭司地位上，担当我这些有限的人所犯的罪，为我死。
So standing in the position of the infinite priest, now he died on my place.
这就像约翰所讲的。
Like John said,
看啊
，Behold,
上帝的羔羊
，The Lamb of God,
除去世人罪
，That takes away the sin of man.
他背负我们所有人的罪。
He took upon himself all the sin of man.
所以我是在基督的死里面与他一同死。
It is in the death of Christ I die with him.
当我在基督的死里面与他同死的时候
，When I die in his death,
我是把我的罪带到那里，让他的死解决我应该死的罪。
I bring my sin to him so that in death he saw all my sin problem.
我是清醒的。
I'm clear.
我知道我这样决定
I know that I make a decision.
是因为神的道感动了我
It's because the word of God touched me.
所以我就与主同死
So I die with him.
我与主同埋葬
I bury with him.
我与主同复活
I'm resurrected with him.
当我与主同死的时候
When I die with him.
是我的罪在基督的生命上发动给他死
It is my sin that sustained his life causing him to die.
耶稣的圣罪哦从死里复活的时候
When he victorious over sin, resurrected,
我在他你里面的人也跟他一同复活了。
I was in him resurrected together with him.
那个时候复活的我已经没有罪的跟随了。
The resurrected me then would have no sin.
因为我的罪已经在他的十字架上，他的死里面被他担当。
Because my sin upon the cross have been taken over by him.
这样与主同死的人一定与主同活。
So he who died with him were resurrected with him.
因为基督死而。
Because Christ died and resurrected.
如果基督永活却未曾死
，If Christ would live forever without dying,
我的罪永远没有得到赦免担当的可能
，and our sin would never be solved and also be forgiven.
如果基督死没有复活
，If Christ died without resurrection,
他没有办法从最终得胜把义赐给我
，so he cannot be victorious in sin and give me the righteousness.
是感谢上帝
，so praise the Lord.
基督的死
，the death of Christ,
担当我的罪。
Take my sin,
基督的复活使我称义回到罗马书第四章第二十五节
so you return to verse 25 of chapter 4 of Romans
所以我今天怎样在基督里
so how am I in Christ today
我是怎样属基督呢
how do I belong to Christ
岂不知你受洗
don't you know that being baptized
归入主的时
you're baptizing into his body
与他一同埋葬
burial
又与他一同复活
and resurrection
这样与主同死的人一定与主同活
so he who died with him were resurrected with him
大家说一二三与主同死的一定与主同复活当你与耶稣基督一同复活的时候
When you are resurrected with Christ
你这个活不是你昨天那个还没信的活
Yes, resurrection is not the resurrection of yesterday
因为你从前那个活是与基督的死没有关系的
Because your life in the past has no relationship with resurrection
你从前的活 是活在你自己的本性，你自己的生活自由意志里面的活。
Because your life in the past, your life in your own nature, in your own will.
你的活是活在亚当生命源流里面的活。
Your life is that you're living in Adam's stream.
但是当你与基督同时，在与基督同活以后的活。
But then when you die and rest with Christ and His resurrection.
是基督复活大能使你活过来的活。
And that's living is that you are rested with the power resurrected Christ.
这个叫真基督徒。
And that's true Christian.
你说我已经信了。
You say I already believe.
我说你怎样信的
？How do you believe?
什么叫做你的信
？What do you believe?
你我的信就是与主同死，与主同活。
I believe because I died together with him, resurrected together with him.
所以你会像保罗说，现在活着的不再是我。
So you like Paul said that no more that I who live.
但是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ living in me.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝。所以一个真正重生得救的人
，So one who is truly resurrected，
他看到罪的时候
，When he sees sin，
他不会像从前被吸引很喜欢。
He will not be like in the past being drawn to that。
他就看你死了怎么再来呢
？You say you're dead， how come you come again？
你来找我吗
？You want to come？
你我还会犯你吗
？You think I'll go with you？
我已经死了
，I'm dead already。
我现在复活了
，I'm resurrected。
所以那个从前犯罪那个唐初龙已经死了。
So the 唐初龙 who sin in the past died。
你找我做什么？
Why should you come and see me?
他已经死了
He's dead.
不相信你看
You don't believe see?
他在十字架上与耶稣同死
He died together with Christ.
他与耶稣一同埋葬
And buried with him.
现在活着的不再是我
Now he lives no more him.
基督在我里面
But Christ living in me.
你明白了
You understand?
所以你对罪看自己是死的
To the sin you deem yourself dead.
对上帝看自己是活着
To God you see that you're alive.
你再看罪的来临的时候
When you see sin comes.
你说这个是已经埋葬的东西
This is something which you have buried.
已经与主同死的东西
Die with Christ already.
再看自己的生命
And my body.
像基督同死你和我一样
Like resurrected Christ.
我不是从前那个人
Not the old past.
我已经复活的唐初龙。
I'm already resurrected.
与主同时，与主同活的。
And one who died and resurrected with Christ.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
除了罗马书
，After the book of Romans,
全世界
，the whole world，
没有任何一个宗教的书讲上帝的救赎清楚深入到这个地方。
No other religion will talk about this saving grace of God as like Paul.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
你与主同时吗
？Have you been dead with Christ?
与主同活吗
？Resurrected with Him.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
那如果你与主同活
，If you resurrected with Him，
你要怎样看你的新生活
？How will you deem your new life？
你要怎样看你的一举一动
？How will you deem your conduct？
你应当有怎样新生的样式
？How will you have a form of new life？
你已经与主同死
，Because you already dead with Christ，
与主同埋葬。
Buried with Him，
所以罪不能在你复活的生命中间有地位了。
Sin will not have any position in your new life。
想明白，我们继续再把这一段前面的把它讲得清楚。
Then we are explore more clearly.
我相信这些话在我们心中建立成我们信仰的内容的时候
I truly believe that when this passage becomes the content of belief,
我们会更热心的爱主
We will love God even more.
我们更轻看犯罪的事
And also we despise sin.
我们更喜爱成为圣洁的器
We will live also to be a holy tool.
更愿意奉献出义的器
And want to offer ourselves to be the tools of righteousness.
我们低头祷告
We bow our head and pray.
主啊